Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy John Deeney being back on the show. John Deeney, now an award-winning author. I saw it. I could tell. I saw the book in its almost infancy. I saw it coming together, being formulated. I saw him pull it together. I kicked him in the backside a couple of times and made a few little edits, adjustments here and there. And now it's an award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World, by our good friend John Deeney. John Deeney, welcome back and congratulations, man.
Well, thanks so much,
Jim. An award-winning book.
Yeah, you didn't mention why you actually saw the award being presented.
I was there for the book expo.
Right, and you were being presented an award, too, for Age of the Customer. So I think that slipped in there somehow.
I appreciate that. Now, I'll tell you, though, I really enjoyed seeing you get the recognition, because if you remember, when you sent me the manuscript early on, you were still putting it together. I said, darn it, John, this is really ticking me off, because I should have written this book. And I knew your book was going to do well, and so congratulations. You deserve it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
So, okay, Hunting in a Farmer's World. By the way, John is, folks, as you know, is we're coming up on 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. And he's been a great resource for us over the years. He's the leading leader of the Alternative Board program, which is helping CEOs. You know, it's a CEO roundtable kind of program where he helps CEOs to, like you and me, in our small businesses, put our best foot forward. John, talk to us about. It's been a long time since we talked about this. I think it's important to understand. You call your book "Hunting in a Farmer's World." Why is it a farmer's world, and why do we have to be hunters?
Well, it's a farmer's world because when hunting was the only way we survived, everybody was a hunter sometimes.
Yep.
And as we developed agriculture, farming became the focus of the work of the tribe.
Beginning about 10,000 years ago, we started cultivating land and husbanding animals.
That is correct. And, you know, if you've ever read the old joke about, you know, why railroad tracks are the width they are, you know, because it goes back to the wheel span on a Roman chariot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of the same thing with farming. You know, as the common people didn't use a calendar until the end of the 17th, beginning of the 18th century.
Right, right.
Because they lived by cycles. It didn't matter if it said it's the first day of spring. If it was too cold to plant, you didn't plant. If
right.
it was warm enough, you planted.
Right.
And, you know, the planting, cultivating, reaping, and then preparing the land for the next season was the cycle. There was no point in knowing what year it was. You were only worried about eating and where you were in the cycle. And kind of like the Roman chariots and modern railroads, that developed into the way we think about most organizations. They have a cycle. They have the planning cycle, the budgeting cycle, the implementation and operation cycle, the assessment and see how
sales,
we did
the sales cycle and all that, yeah.
Sure. We try and set everything up with a cyclical mindset. We start it, we implement it, we finish it, we assess it, we start it again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hunters never thought that way. Hunters travel in a straight line. I say many times in the book, they're linear, they're not cyclical.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They don't want to go back and start the same process again. It makes them crazy. So hunters move from goal to goal to goal, just as they went out in the rain and the cold and stayed out until they got something, because the tribe didn't eat unless they came home successful.
Mm-hmm.
They go after an objective in business, and as soon as that's done, they look for another objective and another objective and another objective, and they don't go. They never go back to start. They don't start going back to
start. So a manager is a farmer, and an entrepreneur is a hunter.
Yes, absolutely.
And every business needs both, don't they?
That is so true, because, you know, to be fair, the farmers are the ones that feed the tribe when the hunters fail. And if you're a hunter and if you're constantly trying something new and constantly trying to push forward into unknown territory, you're going to fail from time to time. That comes with the deal.
Or if you're such a great entrepreneur that when you move down the road with your success of your business, if you either don't learn how to manage or hire managers, you're probably not going to make it. We're going to take a quick break. The award-winning book is called Hunting in the Farmer's World by our good friend John F. Deeney. He and I will be right back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Does anybody
really know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.